When the idea of beach buddies was first mooted in 2006, founder Bill Dale may not have envisaged how much of a treasured Manx institution it would become. Over the years, attempts have been made to clean up after those who frankly don't give a monkey's where they're through there. You get the picture. When British Formula One legend Nigel Mansell lived here, he got very involved in his island home. He was a special constable. He also helped launch the Clean Sweep campaign. Now then, here's a voice you may recognise.
Well, we're up at the TD grandstand where the sensational news that Nigel Mansell appears to be not signing for Ferrari for next year, but in fact is transferred to Leyland Scarab and is at the controls now, and of course is having the complicated layout of these very, very rapid machines explained to him. And there are worries, in fact, that he may not be able to cope with the power that these are going to be laying down when he takes the controls down the TT pit lane. But with number 27 on board, all is set for this takeoff. Not a semi-automatic gearbox as on the Ferrari. A co-driver on his knee, son Leo, and Nigel takes the wheel. Leslie Nicol just getting the story for the Express. These sort of jobs are very difficult to bring off, really, because no one quite knows the procedure. But listen now as we start up. With the turbo charging well. And we're ready for takeoff now. Slipping the box into first gear and waiting for the green lights. We're on the red now. Councillor Kenish has the flag. And right in front of him is Nigel's Ferrari road car. I hope he doesn't drive right over the top of that. Well, then there will be a row. Smoothly into one of the gears anyway. The levers are not on the wheel as in the Ferrari. It's a good laugh, this, but it's a serious campaign, isn't it? And you're keen to lend your name to it.
Yes, it's very serious, and I'm only too pleased to help out because, the campaign to keep the environment clean and to keep our island clean. And as everybody knows, the island is our home, and I feel very proud to be part of the Isle of Man, and anything I can do to help, I feel is obviously very good.
Hard to fit these sort of things into a busy racing schedule, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I literally leave here now and within the next hour I fly off the island and get ready for the Monza race, which is probably the most important one for the whole year.
But still, when you come to the island, you get away from it all, as indeed in the original days.
Yes, I mean, the island, as everybody knows, is very, very special, and they only have to travel a little bit like I do, and they find out how special the island is.